The Bayeux tapestry is shockingly explicit in exposing the extent of the carnage, the mutilation. But it was the English army that was eventually and very, very slowly ground down. William began exploiting weak points, settling into an alternating rhythm of archers and cavalry. The arrows now shot high into the air and fell not onto the front line, but the heads of the unprotected men behind them. How did Harold himself die? Lately, there's been an attempt to read the death scene in the tapestry as though he was the figure cut down by the horseman, not the warrior pulling the arrow out of his eye, the story you and I grew up with. But it seems to me perfectly clear that the words Harold Rex occur directly and significantly above the arrow-struck figure. Then certainly the knights would have been on him, cutting him down, leaving him disemboweled. The thanes bravely mounted a last stand, defending the body of their king, but for many it was now a lost cause. It was time to save one's neck, to get out of the way.